Hi, this is John Edmiston, and I'd like to share with you a sort of poem, a sort of confession that I've come up with. It's called, "There is a Time for Every Emotion Under Heaven." And this has helped me to get my emotions in place, and I hope it will help you to get your emotions in place also. It's partly based on Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 11, written by King Solomon in the Old Testament. So here goes. Just come along. When I say, I have done this, put yourself in my words as if you yourself were entering in to this prayer and into this confession. There is a time for every emotion under heaven. Solomon says that there is a time and a place for every feeling, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate. God created all my emotions to inform my soul of the qualities of life. Therefore, I thank God for all of my emotions. There are no emotions that are completely good or completely bad. Just emotions that are appropriate or inappropriate. Emotions which are helpful or unhelpful. Emotions to hold on to and emotions to let go of once I have received their message. There are emotions which have come from God's Spirit and emotions which have sprung up from my flesh and its lusts and ambitions. These fleshly emotions I just ignore and turn over to God. I crucify them and their passions. However, I thank God for my very human emotions and my feelings which accompany and inform my life. I thank God for anger, which tells me that something wrong has happened and which protects me from further evil. I thank God for regret, which says I have made a mistake and keeps me from making that same mistake in the future. I thank God for shame, which says that I lost something very valuable and therefore I have value. I thank God for hope, which tells me that I have not lost all, that good remains, that I am still valuable, and by grace I have a God-given future. I thank God for feelings of stress, which are the warning lights that I am going too fast in life and that I need to find Sabbath rest in Jesus. I thank God for sadness, which tells me of my loss and that losses matter, that I'm not just cosmic dust, that others are not just cosmic dust. I thank God for joy that tells me there is yet good in the midst of it all, and for surprise that tells me that God's world is big, wild, and unusual. I thank God for my sexual feelings that tell me that I am part of the story of the generations and of love and romance and family and intimacy, that I am not just some cold, rational robot from the factory. I thank God for feelings of energy, excitement, and pleasure. They tell me I am part of God's joyful creation along with the eagles and the dolphins. I thank God for anxiety, which tells me I'm plunging into unknown territory and prods me to therefore learn how to proceed wisely. I thank God for confusion, because it tears down my complacency and self-sufficiency and opens me up to the great truths of the world. It is the boorish fool who is never confused. I thank God for love, which connects me to God, to angels, to heaven, and to the saints, as well as to my family and to my neighbor. I thank God for feelings of faith and peace that keep me centered in the middle of the storm and tell me that God is with me in the moment. I thank God for feelings of loneliness, because they tell me that I am unique and that relationships are hard and that I'll have to work at them. I thank God for laughter that celebrates grace in the midst of the ordinary silly moments of life. Laughter is God invading our self-importance. I thank God for serenity, which tells me that I don't have to be always in control of every detail and that I can indeed just trust the Lord. I even thank God for the agonies of grief, because they tell me that the person I loved truly mattered to me, that I am not some heartless narcissist who can just move on in an instant. I thank God for my feelings of impatience, because they tell me that I still have a purpose, a pulse, and a plan to fulfill. I thank God for curiosity and interest that lead me down many paths of wisdom and knowledge towards personal growth. I thank God for guilt, which teaches me right from wrong and tells me to correct my path. If I feel guilt, it shows that I still have a conscience. I thank God for empathy and compassion, which cause me to move out of myself and towards my hurting neighbor in His love. I thank God for all of my emotions, and I accept all of my emotions as messengers to my soul. And yet I do not allow them to reign over me as tyrants. Each emotion must take its proper place in my life. I can pick an emotion up, and I can choose to let an emotion go. No emotion is lord over me. I am in charge of my emotions, and I can dismiss them once I have learned from them. There is a time and a place for each emotion under heaven. It is okay to feel. It is okay to be alive. It is also okay to tell an emotion to buzz off and to go away. For I am in the Spirit, and I have mastery over all my emotions. For Christ has redeemed every part of me, even my emotions. My emotions are not my enemies. They are just unruly friends. And some of their little parties, like pity parties, are destructive. So from this day on, I choose to love my emotions, and yet I choose not to be ruled over by them at all.